You're listening to the Writing Momentum Podcast with authors Christopher and Gina Mazzelli, where you'll discover more about writing, publishing, building your author brand, and selling your book. Now, here's your hosts, Chris and Gina.
How do you keep your head in the writing game?
We can help with that.
Hi, and welcome to the Writing Momentum Podcast. I'm Gina Mazzelli, and this is my husband, Christopher Mazzelli.
Hey, good to talk to you today.
We are here talking today about something that's pretty important to us as writers, having been in this business for 30 years, both of us. Well, I would say you've been in it for 30 years. I've been in it for 25 years,
yes.
The marketing, 30 years if I count marketing and publishing and that kind of thing. But really what we're talking about today is, if you've heard us talk before, we've talked about the writing world and how important it is to stay in the writing world for emerging writers, for even experienced writers. There is an important part of staying in the writing world. But that begs the question, Chris, what is the writing world? What do we mean by that?
The writing world is... How can I say it better than this whole world of writing, right? It's everything that has to do with writing. It's keeping your head in the game with your writing, publishing, your marketing, your book, whatever it is you're focused on right now. It's making sure that's top of mind for you, because, you know, this world is full of all kinds of distractions, and it's very easy to get yourself out of the writing world, to forget why you're doing what you're doing. And so staying in the writing world is about keeping yourself focused on what's important to you.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, it's real easy to get caught up and to really even have a goal of something you're wanting to write, but then the world gets busy around you. And before you know it, time has passed and you're like, wait a minute, whatever happened to that book? Whatever happened to that blog? Whatever happened to those series of poems that I was going to keep writing? And it's because you kind of get your mind off of it. We're all wired to whatever we focus on, that's what we move toward. And so for someone who's interested in becoming a published author or a writer of any type, it's important to keep your focus on writing and the writing world. So let's talk about that.
Well, it's your motivation, right?
Yeah.
It's what keeps you moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
And for every single day, because that's the thing. Most of us get excited at one point or another. We start what we want to do. We'll do it for a little while, and then we'll slowly lose that motivation, or we'll get, like I said, distracted, or something will come up. And this happens all the time with exercise, right? I'm motivated. I say, I'm going to start exercising, and I do really well for several weeks. And then maybe you get sick, or maybe you've got an appointment somewhere and you can't exercise that day, or, you know, something happens that interrupts your rhythm. And when that happens, it's so easy to stop. And so this is about making sure that writing is at the top of your mind, so you don't stop and keep your motivation up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So let's talk about some of the ways that you can keep your head in the writing game. And this seems pretty easy. You're already doing one of them right now just by watching this podcast. We regularly, every week, we come and we talk about writing, and we talk about publishing, and we talk about marketing books, and we talk about the writing world. Mm-hmm. And we do that because we want this to be a resource for writers and emerging writers, new writers. We want to help pass on what we have learned over the past 30 years about writing and publishing and book marketing.
Yeah, and it's easier today than ever, mm-hmm, to stay connected in the writing world, because all you need is a pair of headphones, and whenever you go for a walk or go for a drive in your car, you can put on that training, like this kind of training, or you can find other podcasts, you can find online videos, you can find lectures, whatever you want that talk about writing. You can even take nowadays, you can take blogs that you're interested in, save them and have your computer read them to you when you're driving, right? So there is very easy to stay in the writing world with content like this. And I think that's a big part of it. It keeps us focused.
It does. And, you know, the other thing that when I'm listening to or reading books on writing, or I'm listening to podcasts, or I'm listening to conference lectures or things like that about writing or marketing or publishing, you know, all of that is part of it. it's amazing how many times I come back, and Chris can attest to this, because then I go, you know what I thought? And I give him all my ideas that came to my mind as I was out walking or running around, or God help him, when I'm getting ready in the morning. He's not as much of a morning person as I am, but that is when a lot of times I have those ideas and I'm like, you know what I was thinking about? And he just looks at me like, a deer in headlights. Can you please just give me an hour and then we can get back and talk about that? But
the idea is that by listening to those things, your mind starts going and you start thinking how that can apply to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so as you listen to content, you're going to start going, oh, maybe I could do this with my book, or maybe I need to do this with a chapter in my book, right? Maybe I need to write this a little different. And you'll start to get those things in your head and you'll find yourself writing more than you ever have before.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only writing, but writing better, because you're incorporating these new ideas that you wouldn't have thought about on your own.
Yes.
So we've talked about podcasts. We've talked about conference lectures that you can get. Even if you're not able to go to the conferences, you can still a lot of times get the lectures after the fact and you can listen to them as you go. You can also, there's other online resources out there. There's Facebook groups, different online forums that you can be a part of, different websites that you can be a part of. And there's even places within your community, probably.
And this is a big thing, right? Because in your community, it becomes a social something that you start to talk to other writers, other people who are just interested in writing sometimes. But that will spur you on too, because you're going to find that people are at all different levels. And even if you're a beginner, you may find yourself not as much of a beginner as someone else. And so as you're helping other people, you will, again, spur this whole writing thing within you. You'll keep your head in the game. That's what this is about. And you'll find yourself moving forward.
Yeah. And you find that a lot of times you can check your library, your local library will have reading like book groups, but they'll also have writing groups that you can talk things out. You can look on some of the different associations online that you can find for your particular genre that you like to write in. A lot of times they're a group. And if there aren't, you can start one yourself. And we also would be remiss if we did not invite you to join ours. We have an online group that meets every Wednesday at noon central, Writing Moments. We get together with other writers and we have a short training with either Chris or myself or our contributor, Renee Gutteridge. She's there as well. And we get together and one of us will do a short training. After we do a little bit of meet and greet, we like to keep up with what's going on in everybody's life and just hear from them. And then we'll do 45 minutes of just co-writing together. And we do that. It's a great way, Chris, to just get together and write together, but also to encourage one another and also to learn from one another.
You know what I love about it is that it's an appointment you can put on your calendar. When I have writing moments on my calendar each week, I know that day at that time, I'm going to be writing. There are too many things in this world that can take our writing time away. But when we have a set appointment on our calendar where we go and meet, where there's other people there, even if they're just on video in the corner of your screen, there's something about that. We just had someone just this last week who told us, I just finished my book, what I came into Writing Moments to do, because this was here. Having that appointment every week made all the difference. So please, join us. Go to writingmomentum.com and you can find all about it. But whatever you do, you want to get together with other people. And another place you can do that, of course, is writers' conferences. We've talked about those. They're all around the world. No matter where you live, there are writers' conferences, usually within driving distance, that you can go to. And a lot of times you can find them genre-based too. So you might find one just for children's writing, or just for mystery writing, or just for romance writing.
Right, exactly. And there are different price points too. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go online and you look them up and you're like, oh my gosh, they just suggested something that was $1,500. That's okay. The $1,500 one may not be where you're at right now. Start with a smaller one. There are ones that are in local communities all over the world, like Chris said, that are maybe just an evening or maybe just a one-day conference.
I like the one-day ones, because you go in and it's like this intense for one day.
Intensive, yeah, definitely. And when you go to these, let's talk about what you can expect to learn when you go to any of these places where you will be in the writing world. What's one thing that you like to go and learn, Chris?
Well, I always love learning about some of the latest techniques, right? We all write a little different. So I love going somewhere and learning about how does this author plot their book, or how does this author, you know, even come up with ideas, because you'll find that everyone does it a little differently. I've seen authors who you still use a pad of paper and a pen, and that's how they write and plot their books. I know others who use these very technical programs. Some use spreadsheets. Can you imagine using a spreadsheet to plot your book? And yet, you know what? When you see what they do, it's super effective because they're able to track all their characters, all their locations, all the plot points, right. Make sure they hit all the beats. So don't disparage any kind of plotting device. If you find something that works for you, use it.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing that I love to go is, and think this is so important, this market, this industry is changing so fast. Mm-hmm. It is changing so fast. You go back and you read things that people were talking about just 15 years ago about publishing. And a lot of that information does not apply anymore because things are changing so much. So that's one thing that I think is fascinating, is to learn about the publishing process and about all the opportunities that are available to people and to writers. And because now, you know, when we first got started, it was all about traditional publishing. Unless you were a huge organization, that was the only way that you were going to self-publish and be successful. That is no longer the case. There are a lot of very successful independent authors that are publishing their books, but they're learning about what is available to them. How are they going to do it?
Not only that, but we have seen independent writers who have been approached by large publishing companies to say, come, let us go ahead and distribute your books. And you know what they said? No, I know that I can do a better job myself, because they've learned what a lot of writers don't know, and that is how to navigate the world on their own. And so you learn that kind of thing at writers' conferences. And I think it's always telling. You can kind of tell when you talk with a writer just for a short bit of time, if they've been to a conference in the last 3 to 5 years, because if they haven't, they're going to have very different views of writing than you might have if you've attended conferences, because you're going to be up to date on some of the latest approaches versus those who maybe are stuck in a little older school way of thinking, which there's nothing wrong with that because we can always learn from each other. But when you're up to date with the latest modes of writing and publishing, you're going to find it so much easier to find success than if you don't know how the market works.
Exactly. And I think there's a lot of those situations that come up, whether it's the craft of writing, the publishing process, or marketing. There are these common questions that if you are sitting by yourself in front of your computer trying to just write without being in the marketing or in the writing world, it'll be really easy for you to think that what you're facing is unique.
Yeah.
That you're the only person dealing with it. And when you get into the writing world and you start getting around to other writers and people who are in the publishing world, people who are in the book marketing world, you realize these are common things that we're all dealing with. Yeah. And you know what? That person I just met at that conference, or that person I'm talking to online, or that person at that writer's group or whatever, they've already been through it and they figured out how to navigate it. They figured out how to cross the hurdle.
Yeah. And there's something to be said too about just finding people who can be friends, friends with, that are writers, that you can get together and just talk about writing things with. Okay. So we've talked about groups, we've talked about conferences, we've talked about, you know, all these different things you can do. But sometimes it just helps to have some people in your life that you can share about writing one-on-one. So when you go to a conference or you attend a writing group, look for people that you're like, hey, I might be able to connect with them. And then invite them out to coffee, right? And to talk about writing, talk about just what you've learned or what you've heard lately, and what you'll find is you'll be sharpening one another and becoming even better writers together.
It really is. I mean, and Chris and I have been part of masterminds too with writers. That's another opportunity, just a small group that you get together with online. But it is so fun when these writers have very full lives. They have full families. They have full work lives. They have all these different areas that are just full. But you know what? They still need some writer friends who understand the struggles that they're dealing with. And also some of the exciting things that happen. You know, have you ever told somebody something that was really great and then they just look at you like, oh, great. They have no frame of reference. But you know what? Those writers are going to understand your frame of reference. They're going to understand, oh my gosh, this book or this chapter has been so hard. And I finally figured it out. And it finally came together. And oh my gosh, it was better than I expected. They're right there.
Or
with you.
Or I just published my book on Amazon and 10 people downloaded it and they will celebrate with you, right? Where other people may be like, oh, get it, right?
Even people who love you.
Yeah.
Even your mom and your spouse and your partner, they are going to still be excited for you, but they're not going to totally understand until you connect with the writers. So
that's why join the writing world. That's why keep your head in the game. Because as you do, you'll become a better writer overall.
Absolutely. And I also want to say that being a part of writing and as you start connecting with them, there's also the element that you are going to leapfrog ahead in your learning and you're going to bypass, hopefully, some of the mistakes that are very common that can tank your book or your writing, that can keep you from going to that next level. So there's some of those writing or publishing or marketing mistakes that or things that you're just not going to know as well, but they're going to help you leapfrog forward and get to where you want to be.
100%. Hey, we appreciate that you have made us a part of your writing world. We really count it a privilege to be able to talk with you about some of these things. That's the whole reason we're doing this, is we just want to be able to share about writing with others and hopefully make us all stronger and sharper together. If you have found this beneficial, would you go ahead and like and subscribe if you're on something like YouTube or in your podcast app so that you don't miss another episode? And tell a friend about it. If you have a friend who this would benefit them, they need to have their head in the writing game. And this, just knowing that, knowing some of the things we talk about will benefit, go ahead and share this with them and let them know, because we believe that it's all of us united that make this all come together in a better way. Because together, Gina, what?
We have writing momentum.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Writing Momentum Podcast with authors Christopher and Gina Maselli. Don't forget to subscribe and get the show notes at writingmomentum.com/podcast. Until next time, we hope that you have writing momentum.